Tetzik, the Chassam Sefer brings down the Gemara Kedushin and the Achlam Gimel. The Gemara says that a person is a Baal Undis, he does not have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, for a Rebbe. However, he has to stand up for a person who is oichik the mitzvah by Bikur. That's the mission that the Gemara says. Check the Chassam Sefer, Talmud Chacham is walking around. Every time the Gemara Brachas Dalit says, speak Maharim Torah. He's always being Maharim Torah, he's learning Torah. Ilcha mitzvah Gadol is there. The Gemara says you do not have to stand up for Talmud Chacham. Yeah, you have to stand up for a person being oichik the mitzvah by Bikurim. What's wrong with Talmud Chacham? Also, you should have a chid stand up for it. He's also being oichik the mitzvah of Torah. So why don't you stand up for him? Why is there a chid stand up for his walking around? What, you are a woman, why do you have to bow to him after? And then the Chassam Sefer, here Lach Kedibur, and the whole time you stand up for a person who is being oichik the mitzvah. This is not being oichik the mitzvah. Atkan, now to stand his words and beg to go through the sugya of what the gather is to when is the halacha when you have stand up for a person being oichik the mitzvah. Try to get the Gedarim and different Siyum exactly when this halacha applies, when it doesn't apply, bring it down to halacha l'maisa. So we'll start from the sugya on Kedushin Nachlam Gimel. I think the other one is the end of last month, so everyone should be familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nachlam Gimel, in Pali Umnis, Shoyim Lamed, Bifnei Talmud Chacham. A Pali Umnis cannot stand in front of a Talmud Chacham. Mishah, Oisik Melacham, or Oisik Melacham. Explain to Mishah, the Pali Oisik Melacham. That means, if someone's being doing his work for himself, he does not have to stand for somebody else. And if Avatam is Melacham, however he has a right to. However, if I'm doing work for somebody else, then only, I have no right to stand for him. No, I stand for him after my Melacham. Put down the Sefer Berachos Naftali to the Yashar that this man said doesn't apply, you do have a right to. But let the Maisa put down until, and it goes far with this halacha that you do not have to allow to Malachi, the person, if you're being Oisik and you Malachi for a Talmud Chacham. Check the Gemara. Either it's not with the Mishnah Mekurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Kol Balad Omnes, Aindu Bepneim, Mishon, Mishloinim, Oimu Lehem, Achinu, Al Shibachim, Pliny, Berachim, Mishon. The Gemara says either a mission that says for Bekurim, you have to stand up a Balad Omnes, the person doing his Malachi, he does have to stand up for him. What's going on? In front of a person being a Bekur, we stand up. However, if you're doing the Malacha, you do not have to stand up in front of a person who is a Talmud Chacham. Omer Abayasi says that Abayasi from over here, we see, Boy, Vira, Talmud Chavi, for Mitzvah B'Shaitai, see how Choshev and the Mitzvah is in its time, show if name Oindim, they Talmud Chacham, in Oindim. We see how Choshev and Mitzvah is that we do not stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham, when you're an Umar. However, you do stand in front of a person who is Isaac and Mitzvah. So if you're the Dilma and Shani Hossam, maybe Bikurim is different than all mitzvahs. You want to know all mitzvahs is Choshev, more than Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara, no right, maybe Dr. Bikurim is different. Why did came at Makshirim La'asim Lavoi? Maybe could the Mechshul for the future that you'd be Mezaz or people bringing Bikurim to your shrine and not yourself in COVID, and they're not going to want to come to your shrine. It's a hard tirchah, it's hard for them to go. So in order to make them go to your shrine, to show them COVID and give them COVID, therefore, make them go to your shrine, therefore he's standing up for them. However, there's no value in Shai Mitzvahs. At Kan Sugyo. So again, it comes out, a person who is an Uman does not have to stand in front of a person, a Talmud Chacham. In front of the Kum, you have to. In front of Shai Mitzvahs, if you actually want to say all mitzvahs, says, ignore, we have no value to all mitzvahs, doctor by the Kum, which should not be a mitzvah for the future. At Kan Sugyo, the same exact Sugyo, Yichulim, and Dr. Nibdal Dom Beis. Another Bikur is the Yishalmi. Yishalmi Bikurim in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, after brings down this Mishnah by Bikurim, sit over there also of Yaisi, that the law is you stand in front of the mace. When they're carrying the mace, you stand in front of it, instead of Yaisi. You did not stand in front of the mace because of the mace. You stand in front of the mace because of Goybul Chasadim, people who are carrying the mitzvah. You stand in front of the people who are carrying the mitzvah. They're doing chas in the mitzvah, you stand for them with being Oisik in the mitzvah. This Yishalmi is brought down by Lachal in the Torah, in Simon, in Shin, Samach, Aleph, in Yerdeya, and the Machaber brings it down in Sif Gimel, and all those who care go this way, they bring this down, the person has to stand up for a person who has been carrying the Mesa Mito. You do have to stand up for a person. It says over there, the Taz, in Sif Gimel, Beis, in Shin, Samach, Aleph, nearly, Lomoy, the Chol, Dvar, Mitzvosh, Adam, Hoylich, Mes, Asikbo, Yish, Lavin, Lepanov. In this Sugyo, of just like you have to stand in front of a person who's being Mesa Mito, says the Taz, you have to stand in front of a person doing all mitzvahs, any mitzvah you have to stand in front of them. And with the Makar of Chaymat, Perkamadik Dushin, brings down the Gemara Dushin, that Lama Yimu, Ova Yish Barovin, Ro Akama Chaviva Mitzvah Vashaita, Shevuk Neim Oindim. The receiver of the Kur, we stand up, says the Taz, who within a person has to stand by all mitzvahs when he's doing Oisik in the mitzvah. the Rav in Mishnayot to Bikurim, Perikul, Mishnah Gimel also, he says, from Bikurim, we see Lav Dafka from Bikurim, you have to stand up for it. So the Rav, two other cases. He says, by Nisa Mito, when you carry a maid, also you have to stand up for it. But Oy, Nisa Timik, when you go to Bris and they say Kvatel, they bring in the child, everyone stands up. People think he's standing up for the clinic. Says the Rav, he's standing up for the person carrying the clinic. He's being basically, literally, bringing the child inside. And he's standing on the same path, you bring the child inside, you stand up for the person who is carrying the child. He's being basically the mitzvah. And this Rav about carrying a child, what a lot in Yodin, by the Nosei Kalim, by Yonkos Milan, he stands up for a child carrying the clinic. The same Chassidim, it's in the Kalim of Tei, is Moisef, the Rav Daf, where you stand up for a regular person, even at Arif, being basically a mitzvah, you stand up for him. So Maisa, we have again the Rav, the Tazim's down that way, the same Chassidim. So again, we should know there is a Rambam in Pesach Mishnayis in Bikurim, that he was in the Mishnayim by Bikurim, is Dafka Bikurim as Kavodat Tzibur. And Dafka for Kavodat Tzibur, he stand up Masha Egin Sham Mitzvahs. But Oyi, the Meiri in Kedushin Dafka Gimel and in Dafka Dalet, he also said this halacha is Dafka by Bikurim as the Mishnah of the Rav, Masha Egin Sham Mitzvahs. However, the Maisa, the person can go this way. The person can go with the Taz Lalacha, and says, by all mitzvahs, you stand for a person who's being oisik in the mitzvah, all mitzvahs. The Rambam?
Yeah.
No, yeah, that all those came against the Rambam. His reason against the Gemara, the Mashal, he brings it down, and on the Pesach Shad Mekorim, Shad Shem, which we shine, the Orsus, Kash the Rambam. How's it Kash the Rambam, this Svar Shabbat?
It's not possible,
because
the
Rambam is going to throw me, because the Rambam is going to throw me. The mice again, this Taz, that says it's all mitzvahs. Unless you want to make the Chofos Odom in the Kral of Kuflin Hay, he says, his words are, Kol, there are mitzvah, she'odom is asik boi tzor, flam lefono. Says the Chofos Odom, that, or the Chayot, the Chofos Odom, that for all the mitzvahs you have to stand for him, same as in Lashon, the Kishon Chonor, the Simukum Tzarefes, the Be'etiv goes this way, the Lachor, Kiv'egir, the Askor, the Be'etishtai, the Be'etisol, Boy, you come and say clearly, for all of our mitzvahs, you have to stand up in front of them when you're being oisik in a mitzvah. All of our mitzvahs. And so, once you go this way, you have to stand up in front of a person who's oisik in a mitzvah, explain again, what exactly is the ghetto of standing up a person who's being oisik in a mitzvah? What mitzvah are we talking about, and what are the practical cases that they get for this halacha? So first, this is standing for a person. Is it Mekadin or Midas Chassidus? So it is safer, different safer. I think it's safer. Yodai Simon Shisha Machalach, who wants a tiny Mitz Chassidus. However, if you look in the earlier sources, the Shulchan Gemara on the Mordechai and Shabbos, he said Loshon Abchir. Look at the Tashvat, he said Loshon Abchir. The Beisosin and Simon Shisha Machalach says the word Abchir. And the Tri-Fil Mekurim says Chayim. And the Ithil Yashin, the Sefer Birchus, Napoleon, the Chalik Aleph, is the Chir of Mitz Chassidus. So the Yashin, the words Abchir, and the Vat is Abchir. Vat is Abchir. You have time for person. Now, where is the Chir from? Is it the Reis of the Rabbanon? So the Yeshua and Gush Lav Lam Gimel, he says there is no remnant for him in the Torah, Hashem the Rabbanon. And Chaim Kliyashki in Sefer Hidu upon him, the Esam, he said, Vav is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is not the Reis. Who we have on the carpet, didn't the Rabbanon. He gets the Chir, but the Chir didn't the Rabbanon. Now, what is this Chir? Is the Chir like the Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up for him, the Alamis? Or the Chir like you having Mubik, it's Mola Eilam, as far as you see, you have to stand for him. That means the Marshal, first thing going around collecting stuff in Yeshiva. You were going to stand for him because you're in the mitzvah. How far do you have to stand for him? You see him all the way back in the Yeshiva. It's Mola Eilam, you have to stand all the time until he goes, takes 3 hours to go through the base medrash. Well, no, it's not the Alamis. What is the Gedra? So, by the case of Leisa Mito, by being Oisik, the person is carrying a mace. So over there it says the Gesher Chaim. He says the Ka'al B'Chomer from Rebbe Mubik. Why the whole Makar is that the person does not have to stand for Rebbe Mubik and the Vafi Mu'achal. However, you do have to stand for a person who's Oisik, who is being Oisik in a mitzvah. That means which one's more Makar? Oisik in a mitzvah is more stacked than Rebbe Mubik. That means Rebbe Mubik is Mala Enoch. Surely Oisik in a mitzvah is Mala Enoch. Says the Gesher Chaim. Therefore, Oisik in a mitzvah is Mala Enoch. Now still not the Jewish Mohammed, the Khalidalat, the Kunsh of Avelis, he also goes that way and says you see people being lava mace, then you have to stand up, mole in up until you don't see the people anymore. At least go away from that, but you have to stand when it mole in up. At that Hashemi, Yav Kamneski, you will pay a dime, he says, right towards Dr. Dal Ramis, Well, the Sefer Divrei Seichel also goes this way in the Yodei Simon Shisha Machalach, Dal Ramis, and the Tzitzit Yatsi, the Chalakei and the Nefkavil, the Israelis, they had it out on this, and they send you to choose for him. They send you to the Sker Shulchan that says it, and to a Shev Yehuda. Now the Sker Shulchan, I cannot find, the Shev Yehuda says the Halacha, it's earlier, a few hundred years ago, it says it's after the Amis by kind of mace. It does not say it for any reason, please out. So you have to answer why the Meister, why should be after the Amis? Should be more anal, should be mamish. Just like a Rebbe Mother, you know, with them a car for Dal Ramas. So you can say two sources. One is, the Gemara says, you personally cannot have bought this omnis for a Tamil Chacham. You cannot have bought this omnis for a Tamil Chacham. Who says, Rebbe Mother, you are the bought this omnis? You are not the bought this omnis. Who says that way? So that's what's about the omnis. The Turi Evan on the Raman, in Perikov, in Tamil Torah, he says, Elichnami, if you're a Rebbe Mother, you do have the bought this omnis. You do have to stop your job and go. Give cover to every moment. Masha'i get out of the problem. Asara Shani, the Shir Knesset Gdel and Tzvivation and Dal, going down the Benishkai, Patrick Yitzaytay, says you did not have to mevatel your onus for a person who was Rebbe Movik. So come down to Ethan, to mevatel your onus for Rebbe Movik is Mafoikis. Mafoikis, Shir Knesset Gdel, verse 2 of heaven. And so it's very good. This Mafoikis, if it's Dal Namis, Omole Enot, when you see people being Malab on base, say Mafoikis. Is Oisikun Mitzvah stronger than Rebbe Movik, they will be Omole Enot. Or Oisikun Mitzvah is the only time we have it more than Tamachot, it will be Dal Namis. That's one way to say the Mafoikis is. Another way to say the Mafoikis, to say the Mafoikis is with the Makar, that sometimes it's Dal Namis, you know, setting up for a different people for a Tamachotum, and sometimes it's more Enoch. Where do you get two different Shurim from? So it says, Adain Fisher and Hilkis Mamim and Perikvon, that there are two Makaris to stand for a person. The Makaris to stand for a person, Al's Kovit, as the Makaris to stand for a person, Al's Zero. Kovit says, Adain Fisher, that is Dr. Dal Namas. It comes to you, it comes to you, you stand for him, that's Kovit. Dal Namas is not Ophrim. Not shaking Yero, that's Mul Enov. You see someone far away, you have fear from him, that's Zero. The Mul Enov is Zero. That's where he gets the truth from. Why is that a person who would be Oisim in Israel? Not Zero? Avada not. Not Zero Shabbat. That's Kovit. So if that's Kovit, so why is standing for him? It's only, the Geddish only Dal Amas. The whole Gedder of Kovit is only Dal Amas. There you go, a person who would be Oisim in Israel could be Zafir Dal Amas, even though it could be more Kovit. The person is Rebbe Movik. But the whole Gedder only has Kovit. Kovit is only Zafir Dal Amas. This Rav in the Sefer in the beginning goes with a different model, it can recall different ways, you can also answer as soon as that. Meister, these are two ways you can answer why where Makhoikis of Dal Amis and Mala Enam where it's coming from. This is a third sheet of Malacho. They said, Chaim Kineski in Sefer, he said, what is the Gedder standing up for a person? And he said, the Gedder is Hidder. Hidder means, from Parshat Tzai, you get up a little bit, but everyone does. That's the Gedder you do for Iskum and Tzvot. Nothing more than that. So in the same way, the problem doesn't like, he wants to argue with it. Before, what is his Makhaibis Makar? Makar is because it says nothing. And the only time it says Shur is when there has to be a Shur. You say the Shur by a Rebbe, by a Nasi, by a Melech. Why say Shur? Because there is a Shur. When there is no Shur, it doesn't say because there is no Shur. That means it could be, since by an Oisik Mitzvah, the place would not be give a Shur. So Ken Zayn, the Shur is nothing. Whatever you want, to hit it. And therefore, Makhaibis says a Gedrit, and the meaning is he says, it will still hit it, and not more than that. So it comes out to stand in front of a person who is a mitzvah, they are three sheetahs. A sheetah is either Mole Enoch, the Rav Sternbach went this way, Gesher Chaim, or the sheetah is Dal Amis, the Nabi Gavil, the Yazir go this way, or Rav Chaim said the shoe is Taf Yedr. Another shah will declare, when you stand in front of a person who is a mitzvah, you will not declare it first. Should you be in the Torah to stand for a person who is being Isaac the mitzvah? In the Torah. So, first, the Harshim said, see him in Sim Tatov Kuflamid, he says, you in the Lata Torah is going to the case of simply by the Kurim. The Mishnah Rishonim on the Kurim, by Gimel Mishnah Gimel says, you are Amavat Torah. The same with the Rishonim goes this way. And before the Surah Pashim, how do you do? Just like a person in the Vatal Torah, stand for a Tatov Kuflamid. Why in the Svar is because it's a mitzvah, potter mitzvah, we do not say by Torah, only by Shah mitzvahs. We do not say the Svar is that you stand for a person who is being Isaac the mitzvah. Just like by Tamil Chacham, you stand for me in the Torah, who do you stand for a person who is being Isaac the mitzvah? What about, do you stand for a person if it caused you to revatal from your Malacha? That you lose that money from your job, you have to stand for a person who is being, for a person who is being Isaac in the mitzvah. The first Baba Kurim, that's the mission of Mahorish. You want to do stuff on the Gimel. But the Kurma Vati, you stand for a person who is being Isaac in the Mitzvah. However, the Gemara goes on right and says, maybe the Kurma is different. Why Al Mikshul is going to cause the Mikshul in the future? People won't want to come to go bring the Kurma. The Shal is, what if that happens to the Gemara's Teretz? The place from Malacha say that you have to stand for a person who's the mitzvah, we call it Bikurim. The Gemara says Bikurim, it's different than the Shah mitzvahs, we call it the Mashal with you two. What happened to Gemara's Teretz? There are two ways to answer. The Marit over here, Dushan Aflam Gimel, he has two ways. One is the Gemara when it says in Alpha Mishal for the last Lovay, that's why Bikurim is no right, Shah mitzvahs, it's a Dichot Ba'almo. Which can something mean Bechot, that there's no right for Shah mitzvahs, the Bikurim is Dichot Ba'almo, but a part of you hold that Bikurim is sending a Shah mitzvahs. That's one Malach. Another Malach, he says, Marit, is the Gemara saying you want to bring a raya that you have to battle your melacha for from Mikum to Shah Mitzvahs, a bit of melacha you have no raya. The only time we would mevatel melacha is that go by Bikurim. Mashu Enkein, all mitzvahs are badi standard for all mitzvahs. We're personally eating the mitzvah. However, to mevatel melacha, no, Bikurim is different than Shah Mitzvahs. Bikurim, yeah, after Mishal, Shah Mitzvahs, no. That's when we keep the Gemara Teretz. The Gemara being mechabit in Mikum and Shah Mitzvahs is dafka by case of Mikum Vavadal Yomnes. Vavadal Omnes is he stand up for. That's the topic in the Gemara. What is the Ikka? What are the Gemara Teretz? Is it Dikha Ba'amo? We keep it, we say dafka by Vavadal Omnes. This Gemara is brought down Lalacha in the Reis HaMachay, by the Vivi Yosef, and the Be'etim HaSofik. And the Pesach seem to go two different ways. The Gesh of Yashim and the Sefer Bibb from Anatoly in Chel Gala, he says you do not have to Mavadal Yomlacha, a person being Isaac in Mitzvahs. However, you look before the Taz and the Meshkem Shulchan Aruch, they seem not that way. The Taz, he brings down the Halacha by Bikurim, he brings down the Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah says, the Mavatul, the Yomlacha, for a case of Bikurim. This is Taz Vaito. And Menili, who didn't call Mitzvahs? It means he kept the Mishnah Bikurim. He said, who didn't call Mitzvahs? Vaito over there says, who didn't call Mitzvahs? The Rav Mishnah, he said, after the case of the Mishnah, Mavatul, Umnus, for a case of Bikurim, said Rav, and who didn't raise the Mita and carrying a child? He's not a power. That means he's building a part of the Mishnah that says who didn't call mitzvahs. The passion of the letter we showed him and the Paiskin seem to say that who didn't call mitzvahs even Mavati Malachtoi. The Mashtam and Shuvah goes that way before Ish. There is a Yad Liyo, it's even a doubt, it's Mesopic this way, because the Shuvah brings down the Sopic. So it seems to be, again, Marit, the Yad Mesopic, Yad Liyo, Mesopic, and those who are making the Gabi of Yashim. And then that's Kevin, the Taz, and the Be'etim, it seems to be Be'etim Matmir. Now what happens, can a person be mindful? That means the marshal of our neighbors going around collecting. Can he be mindful and say, you do not have to be being mindful of the shit is no lane off, it goes around, takes 3 hours, go around collecting. Can he be mindful for you or not? Can he be mindful and say not, that you don't have to stand for me? The safe of the Atariah, Pastor Trumo, he said, you cannot be mindful. Mechila does not help. As Mekor is a Makna, in Kedushin of Lama Gimel, the Makna over here says, that by Kairo, a Chokham can be mindful, why? Because Tari delay. Mashenkin to the Makna, the mitzvah is not delay, and if it cannot be moichel, the chila does not help. The Sefer hit the bottom, he brings out in Simcha Vav, and I say from Akron Chaim to Yashki, that the chila does help, the chila does help. And he is a part of Chaim from this Makna. The Makna says the chila does not help. Chura, if you're aiming the Makna well, Chura never aiming the Makna, and if you swallow, Chura is also not that way. Look at the Makna, what is he talking about? The Makna, the Gemara is saying again like this. Yeshi says, boy, kama chaviva, mitzvah b'shaite. Go see how chosh of a mitzvah is in its time. He's building it upon the Yechman. The Yechman says, we stand in front of a person who is bringing the Kurim, yet we do not stand in front of a person of a Talmud Chacham. So, why did Rabbi Yossi say upon Rabbi Yochanan that we stand in front of a person? Rabbi Yossi said, see how chosh of mitzvah is b'shaitei. Why is he thinking about Rabbi Yochanan? What do you say in the Mishnah itself? The Mishnah says, Bikurim, he stand in front of it. So, what do you say on the Mishnah of Bikurim? They stand for a person being Oisik in Bikurim, yet the Talmud Chacham, they were not standing for one. One goes to another on the Mishnah. Says the Makna, because you might think that the Mishnah is no raya, that by the Mishnah the Chacham is going to be Moichel, because he has a right to Moichel. Masha Enkein, by Bikurim, he has no right to Moichel, because it's a lot of value, you might think that way. Therefore, comes along with Yerichman and says the reason why he's standing for Bikurim and not the Talmud Chacham is because the Talmud Chacham he has no right to. Masha Enkein, it's not me to Mechil the Talmud Chacham, it's that we didn't have the right to. Masha Enkein, by Mitzvah Yerichirtu, that comes along with Yerichman, it says, I see a portion of Mitzvah Yerichirtu. I'm kind of Machno. I mean, what's the Machno saying? He's saying you might have a half Mina and think that you cannot be Mechil Mitzvah, therefore Yerichirtu had to build upon the Yerichman. But Maskana is the Meister, we see a portion of Mitzvah is Yerichirtu. That means the Machno is not saying you're Maskana. You saying you have a Havmina? A Havmina, everyone's Maskana can have a Havmina. You can tell the Torah Mitzvah. But tell me, we have a Machna that says clearly that Mechila does not help. We don't have to show a Machna, we only have a Machna in the Havmina of the Gemara. A Havmina can't sign. Maskana, we have no Makar for it. And of course, that's why Chaim Kinev is saying, if Mechila does help, it's a wonderful Havmina, but Maskana, we have no Makar for such a thing. Roy,
think about a piece tomorrow, is the mindset of who he's standing up for. Standing up for the mitzvah or for the person? Is it for the gap or the chetzah? What are you standing up for? He's standing for the person who's been placing the mitzvah in the like father, you're bringing in the child. Again, the Rav said he's standing up not for the child, he's standing up for the person who's been placing the mitzvah. Is there any mitzvah going on over there? Hashdus is only an extra mitzvah. Only an extra mitzvah. He's standing. That means what are you standing for? For the person, for the gadol. You're not standing for the mitzvah. You're trying to give him chashivas to come to mezakeim, make him give him covet, but you're standing him and not mitzvah the mitzvah. And you're standing him and not mitzvah the mitzvah, about you can rifle it. About it having the not that way, that's the makna, but being in the raya, Allah and saying the mechil doesn't help the food, isn't this key raya? That'd be smart. Why can you be mindful? You're standing for the gadol, not for the mitzvah. People, my son, he says the mechil does help. Another shayla is based upon this, the extra mitzvah. Do you have to stand for a person who is in an extra mitzvah? Or the dafka the mitzvah? So the place is actually saying on the Kurapar, Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, on the Rav, when the Rav says you have to stand for a person who is carrying a child by Kvato, and that's stand by Nisa Mito, he hits a kasha. He said, by Bikurim, Mishnah Bikurim is the mitzvah itself. Why? It says in the Torah, Balat El Adrochim, Balat El Amokim, you go to the Yerushalayim. So the Torah says, the chelik of going is a mitzvah. Like Nisa Mito, putting the mace on your door, you're being placing the mitzvah right now. Like Vat, you're being placing the mitzvah right now. People are the actual shame, but everyone wants to argue, but say it's an actual mitzvah. And you have no makar, you have a right, you have a key to stand for the person being an actual mitzvah. He says maybe it's chapitzias, but actually by tzorchim, where's your makar, what's your right to say you have a key to stand for a person who is doing kata, where's your makar for it? So the Maisa, I can answer the answer shame. There are two ways to answer. One is what the Khan Kanyevsky says in Sefer Yedapadim, one is what the Yashu says, Vich Santoli, that you, answer shame, you want to say that the Kurim is only actually mitzvah, as opposed to saying, Malat al Malkum, you want to say it's a mitzvah, say no, it's not, it's an actual mitzvah. Malat al Malkum is telling you what to go do. To go to Yishlam, go bring it over there. Or telling you what you do do, you walk there and get there. But not saying it's a chelik of the mitzvah, it's only actual mitzvah. The Kurim itself, says of Chaim and of Yashiv is only actual mitzvah. Therefore, Vata Kvat also is an actual mitzvah. You stand one for another. And Ech Nam Yerich Yiv is standing for an actual mitzvah. It's one mouth you can answer. The second mouth you can answer is with the other way around. The Etzem Yolu by Kvatu. The Etzem only stands for a person who is being Isaac in a mitzvah. All the person who is being Isaac in a mitzvah. And therefore, what about by Kvatu? Is there any mitzvah in itself to go bring the child? Said the Arfa Shulchan, what is the end of Kvata? Where is the Makar for Kvata? Said the Arfa Shulchan, Makar is just like Torahs. Just like Torahs, we bring it in and there's an Indian. But we bring a child to the Bris Mila, the home exam, the Indian of being a Sandical at one time, is as Torahs. We see the Indian of Bris Mila is the Indian of Torahs. So therefore, says Zecha David, Zecha Torah. Therefore, by Torahs, a chelik of the mitzvah is bringing the Torahs. That's chelik of the mitzvah. So the lich is a chelik of the mitzvah. Therefore, Islamic Kvat is a chelik of the mitzvah, just like the Torah says. So there are two ways to answer the answer James Kasha. Either Sai Bikum is a mitzvah and Kvat is a mitzvah, or Sai Bikum is an extra mitzvah and also the Kvat is an extra mitzvah. When it comes out again, is an extra mitzvah, is there a chiyuv, a person stand in front of a person who is an extra mitzvah, it comes out, it's much like it's according to Chaim Kanievsky and Amiyashim, a lot of you have to, and the answer James before is saying that you do not have to. Not together, if you look inside the cases, it seems all the cases that bring me down is a case of walking, of going. Bringing the cord is walking. Carrying the mace is walking. The case of Kvata is walking. All the cases of Gavit Stoka is walking. Therefore, Chaim Kanievsky, and it seems that way in other Sfarim, he goes and says, the whole together is that when a person is walking, you have to stand up in front of him. Not thinking he's doing a mitzvah in front of you right now. You do not have to stand up. According to the Pasha Sfarim, by your Rebbe, when he walks apart, you stand up. When you're sitting there, you don't stand up for him. Same thing, any mitzvah is walking, a person passing by, you stand up, a Rebbe, not like these things, you're standing up when they walk by, you stand up, covered here, but once he reaches his makom, there's no chiyuv anymore to stand up. Especially when Isaac, a mitzvah, his own makom, there's no one to stand up for him, and he reaches makom. It's like any get up standing up. Standing up is that when a person is walking by, and not when a person is sitting and doing the mitzvah in his place. There is a Rashi and Sefer Brichas, Natoli and Kalgalot. And he wants to tell you also, this whole ghetto of standing up a person who is being Isaac in a mitzvah, the dafka mitzvah that's put upon that tzibur. That tzibur has to do the marshal milo. If one person does not give a child milo, that's in place who has to do the milo. The kum, if you don't do it, someone else has to do it. But the kum has to be brought, taking care of a mace, throw it upon Klai Yisro. Tzedakah, Chesed upon Klal Yisro. So mitzvah that put upon Klal Yisro, Sefer V'Yashin, those mitzvahs are the mitzvahs you have to stand up for.
Not shaking the person from the Torah. If you don't learn Torah, someone else learns for you. You don't put on tefillin, someone else puts on tefillin for you. Those mitzvahs are put on Kol Yachid V'Yachid.
Davening, you have to. You don't daven. No one else davens for you.
The mitzvah put upon Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Then if Mammon is not here to stand the person who's being oitzik in the mitzvah. Before what we start off with, and the Kamal Gdol HaKoyim is Mukhe Nathaway. We start off with the Samsef in the Sixth Maishra, and he says, Yit the Kashra, the Maishra Batam Chochom, who's going to carry one year to stand up for him, the answer could only be who attacks the oitzik in the mitzvah. The Maishra is saying, Kairo, Kairo is the mitzvah Kol Yachid V'Yachid. For Mammish, not like a Kuvayashim. Nochem Makar, the Pnei Shum, Yushin, that Lama Gimel, Pnei Shum, Issim Kashra. He more says, by Tam Chochom, you want to stand up for him, not why not about the Umnis, but Tam Chochom, Ek Pnei Shum, I is Isaac and Kairo. And he goes on to say, but of course, not like a Kuvayashim. Same Kashra, the Yudo, and our time, Simcha Zayin, is, the person is learning, he's davening, when he's saying Krishma, you have sent him. And he says, he goes on, why not? The Maisim is Kashra, you see, it's not that the mitzvah put upon the Tzibur, even the mitzvah put upon Koyachim Yachim. You look in different Shubas, Tari Fisher that way in Chalachas, Han Kleevsky that way in Klevehid HaKonim, they go before Mamash, not like Obiyashim. So again, Obiyashim has a schedule that says the Chiv standing up for a person being oitzik the mitzvah, with Dafka a mitzvah put upon the Tzibur. However, from Magdala HaKonim, we see not the way, Pnei Shua, Chav Soifah, and the men of Yehudah. And the Maisa Agne asked the Kashi, the Pnei Shua, is asking, why don't you understand a person who is being oitzik in Torah when he walks, or is oitzik in Torah in Tefillah, or Kriyashma, one year to stamp him? So says the men of Yehudah, they say, the whole Gedur is the Gemara says from Yerzi that what come to see how Chavim Mitzvah is B'Shaitoi. How Chavim Mitzvah is B'Shaitoi. What does the word B'Shaitoi mean? It says in the Nagib Yehuda, things that do not happen constantly, it's not a mitzvah that happens every day. It happens once in a while, it's not a Tadik, a mitzvah, it does not happen every day. Kriyishma is every day, Tkiva is every day, things that happen every day, those things you do not have to stand up for. Mash Enke, things that are not every day, Milo, or Miso, the Kuro, things that are not every day, those are things you have to stand up for. Therefore, if we look in the Sefer Batim, where the Rishonim says Mahalach the Mitzvah Yeshua, or Shtobach and the Chaldal goes this way, and they kind of, again, the only time you have to stand for Mitzvah is the Mitzvah that does not happen constantly, not on a daily basis, only happens once in a while. Now, Chalkim, you see from different cases, but this is how the Buddha goes. Now, what happens to a person, he's being oisik in the Mitzvah, but only he's not oisik in the Mitzvah, he's getting money for it. He has a job, he's going around collecting Shtobach, but he gets a percentage out of it. Or he's been carrying the mace. However, he's part of the condition that paid for it. Then, in such a case, is he still doing oisik b'mitzvah and he gets to stand for him? Well, no, it's because he's doing his job and he did not have to stand for him. So it says the Yad and Yo in Simon and Dalit, he said the person's getting money out of him, you did not have to stand for it. He's not being oisik b'mitzvah and he's getting his car, that's his job. Go down that way, but the Piska Chuba and Yodai, it's in Rishon Vav. They say that a person does not have to stand for a person who's getting money out of it. Also, Kachmiyashkin there from Uno. However, they start clearing. Let's say you're doing it for both reasons. You're doing it why? Because you want them to shpia klai so. For you to get money out of it. But you're not doing it because you're a poor person, this is your panosa. You're doing it why? Because you want mashpia and make sure that people give stock or give money. Or they do, or you want to do chet that's needed. But how do you get some money out of it? Then, is that Atzchar, or is that as if you're doing a mitzvah? So, Dain Weiss in Chesidchot in Chelek Yud, he said that your main point is come to Mashpia on people who don't get tzedakah, you have to stamp them. Even though you're getting a percentage out of it, doesn't make a difference. Why am I saying that that's your main point? And if not, even place you in a mitzvah, doing it for Mishra Gur and Simon HaMechas. Chaim Knievsky also in Derech Amunah, he says the same part. Chaim Enzov is Mesupik, let's say you do it for Parnosa, and for Tzchar equally. Let's say you do it for both equally. Doing it for the Alta Mitzvah Shavuot and Alta Panosah. Then you buy the Tzorachim. We have to, with a different, drop of a different Mahalach, from Rebbe Naftali, he says you have to stand for a person who is being oisik in the Mitzvah when he's getting only a little bit for his father, things that are basically he's wasting his time, that is a Chveichim that he needs, but however his livelihood not. I mean, basically, if people spend time, they spend their own money, their own effort, a little bit you can, however your livelihood not. That means, Yashim is learning, let's say, if you're doing it to Mashpia and other people, but it's also your livelihood, then it might according to Yashim, you won't have to stand for the next in the Oisik B'Mitzvah. So first, we went through 10 different Gedorim of when you stand for a person in the Oisik B'Mitzvah, so let's just recap the 10 Gedorim, and then we'll go to the specific Tzirim and see what the Lot is. Okay, we start off, is it Chassidus or Me'ikah Din? We went out the place can be Iker, this halacha standing for a person in the Oisik B'Mitzvah is a Chiyiv Mamish. It's a Chiyiv Japonim, but it's a Chiyiv Mamish.
Whether the example person is with smaller anal or dal amis, or rak hitter, machloikis, between the Heidegger and what the gather is. If you have the mavatl from your Torah, that's the place you say about the actu. If you have mavatl from your local, the actu says no, others want to say, it seems to be saying yeah, others on the topic. There's mechila open up, and Chaim Knievsky says mechila does so. By action mitzvah, you have to stand on that, so Chaim Knievsky and Obyashev say you do have to. All these cases seem to be a case, dafka when it's derech hilucha, only when you're walking, not when you reach the mokhan. In 8th gedder we said, is from Yashiv that dafka when it's mutal upon a tzibur, however not upon the tzibur you don't stand, and seems to go to Echolim, they dispute with Yashiv, the some Seif and the Yudah and the Yeshua. The Yudah wants to say this whole gedder is dafka when it's a mitzvah b'shaita, thing that's done once in a while, not a mitzvah that's done constantly. And 10th gedder we said, is that when the mekabel mitzvahs, we have a kesef for it, do you consider being oitzim a mitzvah or not? The person would say no. However, let's say you have a das for both of them, so if your main das is to be oitzim a mitzvah, before you would have to stab him to be oitzim a mitzvah. Now to go to also 10th serum and bring it down to Allah l'maisel. First, by Bikurim, you have to stand for a person who is bringing Bikurim. That is Mishnah before it, but Gimel, Mishnah, Gimel, Bikurim, that you have to, and you even have to bat with your omnis, go down that way, the Rambam, that's clear, that would clearly only do have to stand up for. Well, the rest of the cases, before the Rambam is not covered TV, you won't have to, however, the person can go down that way. Second case, you have to have a person who is carrying a meter, carrying a race. The
Rambam
that the Tzibah has to do, not its covered Tzibah. That means if one person doesn't do Mila, other person doesn't do Mila. The Rambam is going to cover Tzibah, that you have 100 people bringing the Kurim, not the people. Second case is by carrying a mace, a mito, by being malava mace. So if let's say you have no chiv to be malava, if you have no chiv to stand in that, so again the Yishami says you have to, and let's go down the law, and you're there, simon shin samachala. So the Gimel Mechava says you have to, and the place coming down, that you have to stand in front of the person being malava. Now, there is a shalom, which chelik we're talking about by noisa mito? Are we talking about the person carrying the mace? We're talking about the person being malava the mace. Who is standing in front of? People who have the orange on the shoulders, or maybe the person driving the car. But those are people who are mamash being carrying the mace, or is it gufay? Or people even being malava, you have to stand in front of people being malava. What is it together? So the Tosfos answer Shane, his words are, the reason why he's standing for them is because it means Isaac the gufay with the mace the mitzvah. You're putting it upon your shoulders the mace. Sounds like Dafka the person is nice in the mitzvah, not the malava. And it's going out from the Yashiv that he went that way and said to Rebbe Naftali, that Dafka the nice in the mitzvah stand in front of, and the Vesaykim to Rossi Yeager, and their right is Lashon Gemara is Isaac the mitzvah. Isaac means you're Isaac the gufay. If not Isaac the gufay, someone being malava, you do not have to stand in front of. That's how the Yashiv went, and quote from the Tosfos answer Shane. It's not a shame that the Torah from Kamar, the Lefan Nathaway, the Kham Seifa, the Neshua, and the Yehuda, all that's from Torah. And all have their two Utsim. Torah before is not easy for Kufay. So they do. It's not worth them being Malacha. So you see the Torah from these Gdolakha, they are Nathaway. The meaning of Saikon of Prince being Isaac with Mitzvah, I mean Isaac, he's doing it, not his ghost doing it, he's doing it. And the Torah, you would have to stand in front of a person who is being Malacha. Look at the Arfa Shulchan and the Gesher Chaim and the Shturmach also Chalidal. They say, "Lav dafka the Noisa Mita." Even the Malava, you see someone being Malava, they say, "You have to stand in front of him." And the evidence for it is that way. Look, the Lashon Yishami is that why you stand in front of a person who's carrying the Mita is not b'pnei the mace, but b'pnei the goy mo chesed. You will do a chesed for the mace. Who do a chesed for the mace? The ones carrying the mace do a chesed, and one being Malava also goy mo chesed. So the Lashon Yishami is starting for the goy mo chesed. Is who did the Malava? A third case, the person coming down is standing up by Fata, the not standing up for the child, is standing up for the people. That's the Rav says in Mishnah, it's by Gimel Mishnah Gimel Bukur Mefurish. Afterwards, the person coming down, then you have to stand for Kata for this reason. A fourth case is Gabbik Stalker. This the Makar for Gabbik Stalker, the Yad Leo and Simon and Dalit says you have to stand for Gabbik Stalker. It's brought down by the Pista Chuba and Simon Mishnah Bob. You have to stand for Gabbik Stalker. The child Betzimur is what to do in Yeshiva. Yeshiva, the people go around collecting. What do you do for the what do you do? Do you have to stand mamash all the time? What is the eitzah? What do you do? So Bishlam, if he's an ani and collecting for himself, he's not oisik b'mitzvah, he's doing it for himself. But the numerous people are not collecting for themselves. A baron Dave is collecting for other people. What do you do when a baron Dave goes around collecting? What do you do? So one eitzah is, again, mechila. Ayez baron David, he knew the shiloh, and he said he knows it, he has to the shiloh, and he says he's moichel everybody. He's moichel. He went with malach and mechila. So therefore you can say, if a baron David goes around collecting, he knows Allah, he's moichel, no problem.
I went to another guy who was collecting, Karen Ezis Nsuin, Yeshiva. Now I asked him first thing, what is it? Only Vatanat, Vatanat. So I asked him, what way to go around collecting? And Lifna Eva, she told me, it's about Chodesh, she told me I can go do it. But I told, but I explained to him that you can't go around collecting if you want to stand for you. Didn't know what I was talking about. That means he didn't know what I was talking about. He wasn't mindful. He didn't know the law. If he didn't know the law, it can't be mindful. Look over. What is it? That means when he goes around collecting, so far you have to go stand for him. When some sheet is much more legal. What is that? How can you not? What's that? If they just have to go around something, if he doesn't know the law, what do you have to do? Sit? So, Rashidur Lok and Michele Dalit, he tied his bed to his, Baruch Hashem is Mali, his Tatar. The people go around collecting, out the mitzvah, and it's taught that people can be icing the mitzvah the whole time, giving stuff and doing money. Since the mitzvah is taught like the Noyd Yehuda says, that things have to happen constantly. You can sit for a person, that said this drama, who didn't, since we have this man of death, people go around constantly, and they're not even they're collecting, therefore, you can sit for a person. Why is it taught like a thing? You have to know how to do it, you have to know that if you learn in the side place, if you don't learn the place, that's harder. So your mom should have to stand according to the Shnobuch. You have no answer. And usually the guy does not know the law, but usually he was not mindful, he was slow, he would have to stand. A third malach, again, you either have to mechila, or you have the after, or again, of the being taller. The whole place, we've got an argument malach and taller, but again, you have a very beautiful issue in this one, it's within the Rabbah. A third malach, the Yisrael can ask you this question. They ask him in Derech Sichon, they ask this question in the Sefer Kedoshim. And a friend of mine wrote to him a couple of weeks ago, they got an interesting letter back from Chaim, that basically the words were, I'm not a rov, not a plesi, koish, go be ashiv. But the mice in these other swarm, they did ask him this exact question, and he answered, and he said, that's it, well, you have to stand for them, you have to. And it's brought down in their secret, he did stand for people, well, you have to. And the mice people don't. He says, hidr's enough, minix do hidr's enough. He says, all I made with the mindful, without a mindful, he says, minix do hidr, which is telling one's my bike is, hidr's enough. So the fact he said the minix speed do hitter, every round him that I'm lichama, everyone knows. But I think she was fair. People don't know. And the people don't do hitter. If people don't do hitter, you're struck with the, again, a boy hit is a chiddush. A person will say that with Allah, it's a boy, it's a chiddush hitter. If people don't do hitter, you're struck either with mechila, if our name is very good, other people got a problem, or if you come out to the yashiv, according to the stream of Ashtotr. Which glad if you start making chesbonis and you start knocking away a lot of people, it's not that tother anymore. If Ryan David knocked himself away, that's mechila. So he's not tother anymore. Ghanim, they're not tother, they're not counted, they're collecting for themselves. So you make it too life that not the people that stand for, but comes out, you're not going to struggle, you would have to stand. So you have to judge it when, what exact sheet you want to hold with, and exactly how to go, when you have to stand, when you don't stand.
You don't know.
Who is the subject on it, and that's how some of them say, in the game, or subject on it in the community. Who you can, don't know. But some people in Mamish know. You do also have to know, you can also make, people don't give stock at every person. The lot you have to give to every person. You make such bonus. But you also have to know, people don't give up. Every person goes around collecting, you're not giving them. I just keep giving it on only. Or I can make it on only collect it for somebody else. Collect somebody else, you don't have to give him. You collect him for somebody else, you'll call it out to send for him. No, I can just collect for yourself. You have to know, I'm not giving, I'm not standing, and before you got it from two different ends. You have to know if you're allowed to do that or not. Maybe you can. Maybe the last check is you have. Another case of being now is a lot of Pidin Aben. Pidin Aben goes to start by Chaz, Sivzai, he brings it to Kuris, that he wants to say that you should stand by Pidin Aben itself, and he damaged the ending of the Kurim. Kurim, if you look at the Mekurim, that's me just being a smack from the Mekurim. Well, that is no sense to the Mekurim. Again, it's being a bent, Shalgir, there's no one, no Elisa, nothing going on over there. If that's the Mekurim, no sense to one to another, you just mean Madama one to another. No, not about you. But being a bent itself, it talks about everyone standing. Everyone standing, that means just maybe, I don't know what else. She was called it. The coin has stand, and the coin has stand, and the father has stand. So it all stands along. If that's a chilek of the procession, can say. Another shadow of the person with clerk, is what about a chazan who goes up to daven by the omit? Meister, he's been for the tzibur, it's been oisik in the mitzvah for the tzibur, and it's a chiv upon the tzibur. Do you have to stand for him or not? So the ikre did him at the back of the shulchan aruch, he says no. Don't say a reason, he says no. Could be one reason, he can say it's tater. According to the beauty is very good, they have this three times a day, no problem. You can say another svar is only hechsher mitzvah, but the person will hechsher mitzvah, you don't stand up for it, only hechsher mitzvah walking. But yishlayin, another thing will stand for chazan going up, and b'chud minig that way, you have to know, maybe that's in it, maybe you do very good, it's taught that you want to stand for him. a certain case is caused by chuppah. By chasma, you have to stand by chuppah not. So, they look at the svarim, they come and make of two reasons why by chuppah you have to stand. One is the melech, and during the melech you have to stand. Another svar is if you're oisik in the mitzvah. And if you want, you have yoimer, it's chalibol, it's marach, means that numerous tshuvas about it. And the last one is talking about you have to stand by chuppah mamish. Why? Because they're being oisik in the mitzvah. And the end of, apart from it, that's a minute chayesol. We ran into the 1950s, everyone stands by chuppah, what's the shayla? And then it's the Yaakov that Kamnetsky also, in Achaim, in Smilin Hay, in the Oros of the Rings, and the Minikis is sent by Chopa, by Chaspa. Why not Smilin Hay? Why don't you be Mitzvah? Now, Eitzol, it seems to be the Minik, it's more Hamish, but America, everyone says it's by the Chopa. Maisa, why is everyone sent by the Chopa? It's a big Oysi Mitzvah. And so, why do you sit? And Maisa, they walk down, then everyone stands. When they get there, you sit. What's Pshat? Maisa, they sit. Pshat is simple. Like we said before, the whole get of the Chiv stand when people are walking. When the Melech walks, he sits. When the Melech walks, you stand. When the Melech reaches Malkum, you sit. The Chacham Kala, everyone, what they do when they walk down, he stand. They are walking to a mitzvah, they're walking, their Melech, you stand for them. They reach the Chuppah, they reach the Malkum, you sit down. Like anything, any case, sit down when you reach the Malkum. That's before the Minigwari, the Chuppah, in America, the people sit by the Chuppah, there's no Chiv to stand. You have to know where the Kala goes around, what exactly that is. Maybe that's Malkum, Yishlein, maybe that's like civil service, it's Malkum, Yishlein. But the mice, the whole book, the chuppah itself, everyone does it. And since everyone does it, so what? Because the chuppah, they're in the mockery already. Some brother yesterday came over to me, saw his longest Indian, don't know who he is. He came over to me and says, he heard from Shane Yakamnetsky, that by chasno, when they dance from the chuppah to the kawa, you have to be more than Dalai Lama's away. Why? They make place in the mitzvah, they must be a chuppah to the kawa. And think about it, all the gedarim that's in, of course, little all the gedarim. Less than one say they're in the Makram, and less than one time again calling Shabbat Chayot, they're in the Makram. But otherwise, if Etzim Lechor had been Oisikin Mitzvah, Mitzvah Natsib, or Mamish, they'd be Oisikin Mitzvah for somebody else, we'd be Smeh Chazim Mekala.
I'm walking.
Dancing, they're going. Yeah, because whatever gets them was Chayot, when you walk around the cemetery, whatever that gets them, people stand, right? The Makram. The art, first one they make, will say it's in this Makram. But it's also certainly Christ will make his Makram, and that's right? So we have to be Makram by Simul Chayot, because they come for the same thing. And if a Shemati, I don't know which look, I look around, I find anyone that says it, but he wants a title for your problem, but Chosim Kalayapi Marathik, and he wants to get a Dalai Lama for Shkosu, where he writes MCR from Yuma Dalai Lama, he says to sit Dalai Lama away. Usually people get up away from people dancing anyway for safety reasons, but Lai said, there's another reason to get up, why? Because they mean, oh, he's going to mitzvah, go Dalai Lama away. Another case the question is caused is wearing tefillin. You have to stand in front of the person who's wearing tefillin. So, question makers say no. You have numerous reasons why not. Either because, again, it's not a chiyuv for the tzibur, or because he's not walking while he's wearing the tefillin. He's in his mokum wearing the tefillin, or it's a mitzvah tzibur. But if other person wearing tefillin, you don't have to. Question is icing in Torah. When he's walking the whole process, do you have to stand for him? So that's the etzim when the Pleishur is asking his statue from. Pleishur that Flamikil is asking the Tamchokhan is walking to go off and stand in front of the person of bringing the Korim. So you, the Korah, an Umar had a theme to stand for the Tamchokhan with doing Oisik and Mitzvah and then Oisik and Toyo. That's the Pleishur's Kasha. So he says, the Maestro, why don't you stand in the Sopik if he's going Toyo then? You don't know for sure. Then you're probably in the Sopik. But comes out, the etzim says in the Pleishur, you have to stand for Toyo. Some say the Sikhbashiki says the same thing. That's the Toyo you have to stand. Except he says you're doing a behira, and that's an act of oisik in the mitzvah. Otherwise, the Torah, you do have to stand. However, Nadibuda disagrees. Nadibuda said the mitzvah that's taught there, you do not have to stand for. So it comes out, the Torah you have to stand for, and out of the whole place, Nadibuda, which is bringing out a lot of sack and tshuva, versus the Pnei Shua and the Samsoiva are all Torah. People won't say anyway, it's not a lot of, they feel the close same shah and sugyo. Front of my focus, what do you do by Torah? Last case, the 10th case, tender for the kasha, don't know where to is when people go to meet Mevaka Choylo or for Nichma Velo, they walk inside. Why don't you have a seat to stand up for them? Before it's Mamash the case like being Nechma Mito. They're walking, they're coming for the mitzvah. What did the Nechma Mito, and especially go to get a Hashem mitzvah, the Chelik of the mitzvah, the Yashifan Kiyashki, when first it comes in to Menachma Nichma Velo, no one stands up. I saw someone even ask, even the all themselves should stand up. Now the Korah Nati is no Chiv Kovet, he's no Chiv Kovet, stand up for the Rebbe, that's in front, Ovo Nat. The Lais of Chokmah is the one who are being Melachim, the Ovo, when someone else comes in, why don't you have a Chiv stand up? Maybe it's there's a whole kind of two of the Matzim over there. Talk to him. This Indian of standing up for a person being Oisik in the Mitzvah, what is the point? Why the Chum Mechayev you? What's the mitzvah for it? What's the svara, the tamei mitzvah? Chur, it's pashut. We stand up for Melech, give him kavod. We stand up for a rabbi, for parents, we give him kavod. And there are two points in this. One is, we're going to stand up for Melech, give him kavod. Everyone wants to be a Melech, everyone wants kavod. One makes mitzvahs chashiv, just like it makes the person chashiv, makes the mitzvahs chashiv. And people, makes people want to do mitzvahs. It's matching mitzvahs for other people, and also matching mitzvahs for you and yourself in your own eyes. People, they do mitzvahs, not on Torah, I have to be on Torah, they do mitzvahs, gotta do mitzvahs. They do it by rote, they don't make it a chashiv upon themselves. The point of standing up for a person and raising the mitzvah is to bring into oneself and into others the mitzvahs, and that's tam azoy, tam inin that we have to do, what Hashem says, but there's a chashivas, it's something that you should appreciate and desire and want, and make it chashiv upon your eyes, just like a melech is chashiv upon your eyes, just like your pin should be chashiv upon your eyes, same thing, a mitzvah should be the same exact thing. Shtak of Yizrechot to ingrain this point of this inin of a machshav mitzvahs upon ourselves.